This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. Should have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is agenda document number 14-23. The resubmission of the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Nebraska Democratic Party. Is there any discussion among commissioners, comments, or questions? Okay, hearing none. Madam Vice Chair, do we have, I think we're going to have a series of
motions. We have a series of motions. Thank you, Mr. Chair. First motion would be in A11-18, Nebraska Democratic Party. I move approval of the recommendation for finding one, record keeping, as set forth in agenda document number 14-23, including $282,882, for which the committee allocated payroll between federal and non-federal funds, and $17,826 for 100% non-federal payments.
Is there any discussion regarding the pending motion? Madam Secretary, I understand you have these printed up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hearing none. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no.
No.
No. No. The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Vice Chair Ravel voting in favor, and Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting no. Another motion?
Yes. In A11-18, Nebraska Democratic Party, I move approval of the recommendation in finding one, record keeping, as set forth in agenda document number 14-23, related to the $282,882 that the committee disclosed as having been paid with an allocation of federal and non-federal funds, and $3,642 that was paid from an exclusively non-federal account during periods in which they were also paid with federal funds. And I further move that the Audit Division be directed to include in the proposed final audit report an additional issues section addressing the $14,184 for 100% non-federal payments.
Is there any discussion regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0.
There's one more.
Yes, ma'am.
In A11-18, Nebraska Democratic Party, I move approval of the recommendation in finding two, reporting of debts and obligations as set forth in agenda document number 14-23.
Is there any discussion regarding the pending motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Commissioner Peterson, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In A11-18, the Nebraska Democratic Party, I move approval of the recommendation and finding three relating to excessive coordinated party expenditures as set forth in agenda document number 14-23.
Is there any discussion regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed?
No.
No.
Nay.
The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting in favor, and Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Vice Chair Ravel voting nay. Commissioner Weintraub, you have a motion.
I do. And let me just predicate that by explaining what's going on this one. This goes to a couple of issues that we have dealt with on a repeated basis, one of which is the volunteer materials exemption and what kind of evidence one needs. We have gotten to a place where we don't require a lot of evidence, but with one piece of this, all we have is an unsworn declaration from someone who said, well, it's his recollection that there were volunteers involved, and that strikes me as not terribly probative. So that's why that $4,596 is going to be treated differently in my motion, and it would be consistent with what we did in the Arizona Republican Party audit, where a similar issue came up. So even though it's not very much money here, it's not terribly significant in amount, we wanted to be consistent. So with that explanation, with respect to finding three of the Audit Division recommendation memorandum on the Nebraska Democratic Party, I move that the reported expenditures of $94,610, the amount associated with the candidate mailer, should not be attributed to NDP's coordinated expenditures limit due to the lack of clarity on the volunteer materials exemption. Further, the reported expenditures of $578, the amount associated with the window sign, should not be attributed to NDP's coordinated expenditure limit because the expenditure was not a public communication. And I further move that the Audit Division be directed to include an additional issue section addressing the $4,596 related to the candidate postcard.
Are there any questions or discussion regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Thank you.